Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Anna Mattingly, Transitional Care Coordinator at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital, and you're also a BSN-RN, so good for you on that. Today we're going to talk about swing bed at the hospital. First of all, how do you define swing bed? We hear that term a lot.
So sometimes during a hospital stay, a patient reaches a point when acute medical care is no longer needed. However, the patient may still require various therapies before he or she is ready to go home. So we're kind of that bridge that we're going to get you stronger or get you more adequately back to baseline before you go home instead of going to like a long-term care facility.
Yeah, because sometimes you're just not quite ready to go home.
Yes.
I understand that. How does one qualify for swing bed? I assume there's certain criteria.
Yeah, so patients meeting certain criteria can remain in the hospital as swing bed patients as long as medically necessary. So if you need the physical or occupational therapy along with speech therapy, if you just got over or if you have an infection and you need a continuous of IV antibiotics, we can also accept them as a swing bed too. And any other type of IV therapies, including Lasix, also palliative care as well.
Now, how does one pay for this? Is this insurance covered or?
So many private insurance companies do cover this type of swing bed. Our swing bed program accepts traditional Medicare as it is a Medicare swing bed program, along with managed Medicare, along with traditional insurance, as long as you have those swing bed benefits.
That stuff gets complicated.
Yes.
But you're there help us through all those loops.
And, absolutely.
So how does one arrange a stay? Is that strictly through the hospital? I mean, they talk to the discharge planner or whatever?
So anyone can contact our hospital regarding our swing bed program. If you're a patient and you're at another facility, you can absolutely request that you want to come to our swing bed through the case manager or social services department that is working with you. In that case, they would send a referral to us and our team would go over it. We have physical therapy that would look at it. Our hospitalists would look at it. I would look at it. We'd collaborate as a team and decide if you'd benefit for our swing bed, which 99% of the time they will.
Mm-hmm.
We let the case manager know. We get in contact with the insurance company to make sure they qualify. If they need transportation through the ambulance, usually our ambulance is very good with going to pick up a patient, or their family can bring them in their own private vehicle.
And that just makes it so much more convenient for the family.
Yes.
Especially if they're from St. Genevieve, you know, mm-hmm. and they're still not quite ready to go home. And,
yeah.
you know, you can drive 5 minutes to the hospital mm-hmm. to visit with them and instead of the hour.
Absolutely.
Or plus. So
absolutely.
That's a big, big plus that I hope
yes.
people realize that they can take advantage of. Now, during swing bed, what type of things, I mean, the medical necessities mm-hmm. that you need are still there, but I assume they have activities and the physical therapy to get them accustomed to going home, the things that they would be doing at home.
Yeah, so essentially they do physical therapy twice a day. Occupational therapy comes in and works with them, gets them with their ADLs. They do showers. We have an activity cart that we push around, and they're welcome to get activities out of. As long as they're adequately safe, they can walk around the facility as long as someone is with them, meaning like one of the workers.
Yeah. As far as how long you would be in swing bed, I mean, certainly you wouldn't be there infinitum,
yeah.
you know, otherwise you would be in a long-term care
yes.
facility. So how long is a typical swing bed stay?
So average length of stay is 10 days. But we have an amazing healthcare team that collaborates. We huddle every single day at 10 a.m. Where we talk individually about each patient. So like the huddle team includes the nurse, the social worker, the dietitian, therapist, and physician. And we basically decide how they're progressing. If they're progressing very well, we can essentially set up not a definite day of discharge, but what day they're working towards. But it all depends on the patient's progression of how they are doing will depend on when they will be discharged or how long they'll be at the facility. Because our ultimate goal is for them to be comfortable back to their, not fully back to their baseline, but as close as we can get them before this acute illness arose to go home.
Yeah.
And we have amazing home health care services as well that we could set them up with.
Right, take it to the next step, you know. Right. Yeah, you know, I can see, you know, a hip replacement or something like that. I mean, you kind of lose your confidence a little bit, you know, and don't, you're not quite ready to be on your own, you know, if you would live alone. And so, yeah, I can see the big benefits of this. Any other benefits of the swing bed program you'd like to pass along?
So you're close to home, you're close to family, instead of worrying about your loved ones coming to further away to come see you.
You don't want to inconvenience them.
No.
But yeah.
Compared to other places, long-term places, you have that 24-hour access to the physicians, a lab, radiology, in case other things arose while you were staying in our facility under our swing bed program. A lower patient-to-nurse ratio as well compared to other places. And like I said, we have a very friendly, very educational discharge team that would help you get home and feel comfortable at home.
Anna, if someone out there is listening and they do have a loved one who is in a hospital in St. Louis or Cape or whatever, and they're just hearing about, well, they could be here recuperating at St. Jen Hospital, can they call you, or how do they get in touch?
So you can get a hold of me by calling 573-883-7750. We're still working on getting an extension, so, but that's how you can get a hold of me and just ask for Anna.
Well, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for explaining the swing bed program to us at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Our guest today has been Anna Mattingly, an RN and BSN, and the Transitional Care Coordinator at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.